and I actually write about it in the book. I didn't call it Lean Startup. What I called it was the string theory. And the string theory is something that I didn't learn at business school, but I actually dropped out of business school in the middle and was gone for 3.5 years. And part of that time, I was an instructor at Outward Bound. And at Outward Bound, you know, back then the classic course was 28 days, and you'd get your group, and you'd have to carry everything that you needed. And one of the things that was used was this, it was called alpine cord, but it was basically string. And you used it to do a lot of stuff, you know, string up the tarps, lash stuff to your packs, fix things. And I noticed that if I gave my group plenty of string at the beginning of the 28 days, by the end, they didn't have enough because they began in a culture of abundance and they would be wasteful. And, you know, they'd leave bits of it on a tree, they'd forget to, you know, untie something, and they never really learned to use it efficiently as if it were precious. So I then gave my group not enough string. And by the end of the course, they had plenty because they learned to use it really efficiently. They'd, you know, never lost any of it. They'd collect some of the bits that the other groups had lost. And by the end of the course, they were just fine. And I think, you know, that's the essence of the lean startup. And I would almost generalize it to even other stages. I mean, what I learned from the string theory was that culture and values can substitute very effectively for money and resources.